This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Putting some teeth into banking regulations.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Today, the British Treasury Secretary George Osborne gave an ultimatum to the country's banks. Obey the new rules or we will break you up. And as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, some analysts think the U.S. ought to do the same thing.
Today, George Osborne launches his new banking reform bill. Among the measures, a plan to force banks to keep their retail business separate from their risky investment banking operations. So if the investment banking runs into trouble, as it did during the financial crisis, it won't have to be bailed out by the taxpayers because it's a threat to the whole system. Osborne is giving the measure teeth. If banks try to evade the new rules, he'll break them up. Ralph Silver of SRN Consulting says the U.S. should follow suit.
American regulators must be given that power. They need to be the highest court in the land. They need to be the strongest policemen because the financial services industry is critical to the safety and security of America.
Britain's new reform takes the UK back to where the US used to be before it repealed the so-called Glass-Steagall Act in the late 1990s. The act brought in after the Depression separated retail from investment banking. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, as stocks have edged up to five-year highs, the price of oil has also been rising, and that has corresponded with a jump in gas prices. The average gallon of gas is about 18 cents more expensive now than it was just last week. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
One reason for the rise in gas prices, refineries are transitioning from producing cheaper winter blend to more expensive summer blend gasoline. Those refineries also use this time of year to do maintenance on their facilities, which means they produce less gas, lowering supply.
Well, basically, they're cleaning their machines and making sure everything's functioning properly ahead of the high demand season.
Gregory Dacko is a senior economist at IHS. He says that yet another reason for the higher price at the pump is OPEC.
On the OPEC front, there were some cutbacks in terms of production.
But the single biggest factor is, of course, the price of crude oil. Avery Ash is a spokesperson for AAA.
The price of crude oil makes up about 66% of the price of a gallon of gasoline.
Crude oil is up by 14% since mid-December. Analysts don't expect prices to rise quite as fast as they did this time last year, but last Friday did mark the first time in 2013 that the national average price of a gallon of gas was higher than that same day in 2012. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up 0.6% in Tokyo, down 0.4% right now in Frankfurt. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow gained 149 points to close at 14,009. That is the highest close in more than 5 years.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
There is a new documentary airing tonight on CNBC about one of the riskiest investments out there. It's not a stock or a bond or a startup company. It is the business of theater on Broadway. The documentary is called Betting Big on Broadway, and it was put together by Maria Bartiromo, who also hosts Closing Bell on CNBC. Good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing well. So people know you as somebody who covers all different industries, and I wonder, how does Broadway compare when it comes to the amount of risk involved?
Well, there's a lot of risk because 8 out of 10 shows are actually money losers. It's tough to actually break out and make money on Broadway. And I think investors do it because they love it, as opposed to doing it because they think they're going to have an overnight success.
And is that different from Wall Street investors or people that invest in other industries, that they're doing it really because they love it and not because they're just going after the money?
Well, I think when you're investing in the stock market, you have a general feeling that you're betting on companies that will grow. When it comes to Broadway, you're betting on shows and betting on a situation that you're hoping will end up as a winner. Don't get me wrong, there are some runaway shows. Phantom of the Opera is obviously the biggest hit of all time on Broadway. But for the most part, that's not the norm. 8 out of 10 shows are money losers.
Well, let's talk about Spider-Man, because that got so much attention. It was a high-profile disaster at the beginning. It's sort of come back, but you say in the documentary that it would have to gross $1.5 million a week for 3 years to break even.
Look, obviously they tried to do different things. They had actors flying around. They had lots of stunts. And as a result, this was very costly. Like you said, and as we reported, they are going to have to make that money every week. That's a very, very high standard to meet. And it's probably unlikely.
So what is the most important factor, do you think, in making a show work?
Well, I think it's important that you connect with audiences, that you entertain. Yes, you want to have a show that has lots of glitz and glamour and great songs. But at the same time, a story is always something that will connect with people.
The story is more important, you think, than, say, having a celebrity as a star?
I think so. People will go to shows because of the star, no doubt about it. But look at Phantom. People are still going because of the music and the story. Same with The Lion King.
Right.
You know, you don't have any breakout stars that we remember in Phantom or in The Lion King, but they're fantastic stories. These are the most successful plays.
Maria Bartiromo's new CNBC documentary is called Betting Big on Broadway. It premieres tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, San Francisco will not be getting a Super Bowl trophy, but it is the beneficiary of a PR stunt by Jell-O, which is offering the city free pudding today.
Because nothing masks the bitter taste of defeat like the sweet taste of Jell-O. That's why we'll be in your city on Tuesday with free pudding.
And for fans that don't like Jell-O, the company is apparently offering an app for Google Chrome that will block words and images related to Baltimore with puppies. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.